Just get back to our game, try and play as fast as possible, support the puck, be tight gap, you know, all the way up the ice. So nothing strays from, you know, what we've done all year, but we just got to do it, you know, that much harder tonight.
Kind of imposing your will to some degree on
the other? We want to impose our game more so, I think. I just, you know, try and play fast and make them defend and be hard gap, not give them a lot of time to space on the ice. So I think that will lead to, you know, some transition rushes for us and then zone time for sure.
Give a theory on why it's been so tough for either team to win 2 in a row in the series.
Two really good teams. That's all I got for you.
You're a multi-sport guy. When you were growing up, did you play street hockey or envision being this, the hero of the seventh game kind of thing? Are those things that went through your mind as a youngster?
Yeah, of course. I think everyone in this room, or everyone in the NHL, everyone that played hockey growing up, you know, wanted to be in this type of atmosphere and this type of game. So, yeah, I think it's something we all dreamed about for sure.
So how did it feel waking up this morning knowing you were going to play game seven?
You try not to, you know, I mean, Game 7 is important, but Game 6 could have been just as important, you know, obviously. So it's, you know, trying to take it, you know, one game at a time. Obviously, you know, it's do or die right now for us. So you have that in the back of your mind, and, you know, you kind of got to leave it all on the ice. But, you know, try not to overhype yourself and, you know, waste energy, you know, on mentally hyping yourself up at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning before, you know, you got 11 hours before that game starts. So, you know, try and tone it down, and I'm sure, you know, once 4 o'clock runs around, when you wake up from your nap, that's when it'll kind of set in a little bit.
Will it be hard to nap?
Yeah, I mean, this year's been pretty tiring, though, so yeah. I think I'll be able to get a good nap in, hopefully, but yeah, those nerves, as soon as you wake up, you know it's kind of time to go.
Did you be worried emotionally, Andrew, by the fact that you guys have won 2 of 3 in this building?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're intimidated by the crowd whatsoever. I think it's, you know, we've kind of gone back and forth. I mean, they've won 2 in our place too, so it's I think it's more of, you know, we know we can win here, and you know, have that belief and that confidence for sure.
You know, you talked about the grind, Andrew. Like, is it hard to believe that, and not looking ahead or what might happen, but that this is like only the halfway point? Is that a little hard to kind of
reference? Oh, I don't, you know what, that's, you know, that's thinking way too far ahead. You
no,
know
but
that's
just the kind of grind that the team has to go through.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, 82 games is kind of a grind too. So, you know, we don't feel like we're halfway there. You know, it's, you know, that started back in September. If you really want to think about it, you know, started in training last, you know, May or June. So, yeah, we realize it's a long road. But I don't know. I think tonight's, you know, the biggest hurdle that we're thinking about right now.